And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show coming for you today. Captain Frank Lopresti and First Mate Kathy Rounds are in here this morning. We are going to be talking all kinds of fishing, all kinds of fun, and what perfect timing to have Frank and Kathy in here with the great long-range fishing that's going on, that amazing full-day fishing, local. It's going to be a great time. Corey and I are going to be talking all kinds of fun. Pete is out of the studio on the Maui Jim boat over in Kona, participating in the Firecracker Tournament with Maui Jim. We'll be excited to hear from him later in the show, but boy, you stay tuned. We got a great one. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked to be in studio with you, Rick, and our guest.
Yeah, all right, well, I'm stoked to have you, Corey. As we said, Pete is over in Kona, Hawaii for the Firecracker Tournament on the Maui Jim boat with Mike Battistoni and Captain Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna. And speaking of Wicked Tuna, it was a wicked week of tuna fishing and an extremely successful Tuna Wars 5 that happened this week, and some great fishing both on the Liberty and the Tomahawk.
Crazy
and,
good fishing.
Yeah, this was a very, very fun week of fishing. A week of fishing that, Frank, you played a big part in running the Royal Polaris and having another fantastic trip. And, man, what a week and season this has turned into. And Frank and Kathy, a very big good morning. Thanks for coming and hanging with us today.
Good morning.
Oh, it's always great to be here. I still say that you guys should have to pay the public because of all the research that you have to do. It's just ridiculous to get paid for what you guys do.
Hey, you know what? I'm with you, buddy. I don't know how it happened, but I'll take it, man. We're having a good time, that's for sure. What a week, man. What a season. This has been so exciting this year that has, you know, is still early. You know, it's not even July yet, but the style of fishing that we've been lucky enough to get to have and the quality of bluefin tuna, and now with the prospects of this good yellowfin tuna that's happening, this has just been, it's been spectacular. We're having a great time.
It is amazing. You know, yesterday and the day before, there is an unbelievable amount of spots of yellowfin. And, I mean, everywhere you look sometimes.
No kidding.
So there's going to be some wonderful yellowfin tuna fishing. The bluefin, as you well know, there's the bluefin are doing the thing they usually do. They bite for 5 or 6 days, and then they go down for a couple of days, and you wonder where they're at, and you start to think they've left, and all of a sudden we're catching
them. They're everywhere again.
So, same old deal. And let me make it clear that I didn't have much part in running the Royal Polaris. I went as a, it's the first time I ever left the dock on the boat. I was a passenger once in the middle of a trip, but first time I ever left the dock.
Oh, I
as
didn't know that.
Passenger.
Okay, yes. I wasn't aware. Cool.
And I did take some watches, you know, some night watches. But other than that, Jeff DeBuoy did a fabulous job, and we went down to the 23 and had some just sensational yellowtail fishing on. I'd call it 22 to, well, the jackpot fish were, they were, other than the bluefin, the Friends of Rollo jackpot, where it was a tie, and both of those fish were 32 and a half.
Now, what's a Friends of Rollo jackpot?
On the Royal Polaris, we have a Friends of Rollo jackpot that we just say, you know, if you want to get in this other jackpot, it's $20.
Okay.
And 50% of the money goes to the kids' fishing program, and 50% goes to you.
That's awesome.
And then we name a different fish. You know, it's obvious that a bluefin's going to win it, but in this case, we say it's going to be a wahoo or it's going to be a yellowtail, depending on what we're fishing for.
It's like a side jackpot.
It's a side jackpot.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
And it, you know, contributes to the Friends of Rollo, and it works out pretty great.
And I'll bet that's probably put a lot of money into the Rollo organization over the years. What a great idea that is.
We've been doing it on the Shogun and the RP for, I don't know, 5 years.
I think that's so
cool.
What a great idea that is. Yeah, that's awesome. And fun bragging rights. And I'll bet like a lot of jackpots, I'll bet a number of times the participants will take the other half that's going to me and pump it right into the program.
You know, we're lucky to have some people that really work at that Friends of Rollo thing. But one of the guys that really does a lot of work, as you may or may not know, the trip that's out right now that left yesterday is the John Collins 8-day trip. And John puts together just a super amount of gifts.
Yeah.
And he has a raffle. And he runs the raffle. You can't buy more than, the tickets are only $10 a piece. Mm-hmm. And he says you can't buy more than $100 worth. And it ends up that every trip, he has a check for $2,500, $2,800
for
Friends of Rollo.
And I've seen his raffle prizes because he's come by the shop picking things up.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, that's no joke, but John takes it very seriously.
So, and like you say, Tuna Wars couldn't have been any better.
Oh, man, how exciting
was
that?
You know, the guys that did all the work, Steve Pinard, Mike Lum, and a host of others, Pete Gray with all the help he did for the program. You know, I was on the boat, so I don't know much about it, but I do know I was keeping track of the fishing. I know Taro had great fishing. I know the Tomahawk had bigger fish.
Yeah.
Not as many fish, but I did talk to a couple of the people that came off the Liberty, and they said everybody on the boat got a yellowfin in that 60 or 70 pound range.
Jeez.
So that's pretty cool.
It was exciting to see, and I know it was a back and forth. You described it perfectly. Taro had the quantity, the Tomahawk had the quality. In the end, the points were very close with the Tomahawk and Captain Marciano, or no, excuse me, Captain Paul Hebert edging out for the win in the Tuna Wars. But as much as we say, like, the win of that was the, you know, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program with just, I mean, a lot of money raised. That was a huge success. The raffles and the silent auction and the live auction.
So impressed with the raffle and the silent auction items and everything that's Mike Lum puts together for that's pretty darn incredible.
Dallas. It is incredible. Mike Lum and Steve Pinard were key in that whole thing.
And it's also great that if you're not going on the actual fishing trip, you can still go to the raffle and the dinner before and participate in all the great prizes that you can be a part of.
And to see Paul and see Marciano as part of it, you know, they're national figures and TV celebrities, and totally cool to see them in person, you know.
National celebrity figures for sure, but also just the most fun, regular guys talking fishing, hanging out, BSing and grabbing pictures with everybody. And Dallas and I did the live auction this year and had a really fun time with it, and everybody was participating and the money was flowing because they knew that it was a good play. It was just a really, really fun atmosphere, and already looking forward to next year.
You know,
it's also fun
to see those guys fighting a 70-pound yellowfin bluefin on 30 or 40-pound test. It surely changes the whole idea of sitting in a chair and just cranking the handle.
Yeah, give it a little West Coast flavor.
They get a little education of what we go through here.
One of my favorites is and every year they forget about how difficult it is, and then on the show they're like, oh, well, you know, we fish for real big ones back home. Our fish are 400 or 500 pounds. Well, it's a whole other story when you're lesser used to the technique and the tackle, and you got a 70-pound bluefin on a 30-pound rod, and you're standing there, and you got no rod holder to put it in, and no extra freehand to pull the line on the reel. That's a whole other story.
Right. No extra freehand, no gloves, no chair, 300-pound test, turn the handle, close your eyes, have a cocktail in the other hand.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little different.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, speaking of different, you touched on it a little bit. How about the fishing that the San Diego had yesterday on their full-day trip with that unbelievable yellowfin tuna? And it's just so exciting that the prospects that brings. Now, you know, I envy and laugh and love the job of the guy behind the wheel. You know, your position in Captain Booger, Captain Tar, all those guys. Now you need to make that decision. Are we going to go try and catch these big bluefins? Are we going to catch all these yellowfins? There's good fishing at the Coronado Islands again. I know Captain Steve Peterson had some great yellowtail fishing. It's just so cool that our ocean is so alive with so many great options that we have for us right now.
You're absolutely right. And the other thing, I don't know if you're aware, Rick, but it looks like Guadalupe's starting to kick in. I believe the Angler and the Spirit, and I may be missing some. I know a few boats haven't got their permit, but we just got our permit.
Excellent.
About 4 or 5 days ago. The Royal Star did, the Shogun did. And so we're not quite ready to start off to Guadalupe, but Spirit was over there the other day, and he one day he had 17 fish,
nice.
70 to 90 pounds, and they got spooled on a few bigger ones. So, you know, that's going to come together real quick here. I'll bet by the 15th of July there's going to be some nice catches coming out of Guadalupe.
Speaking of Guadalupe, it brings up a subject that I'm super excited for, and is that our Let's Talk Hookup trip going to Guadalupe Island on the Royal Polaris. In a very unique thing. So over the last couple of years, Guadalupe has really, I don't know if turned a quarter or a pattern or whatever, but one thing that has been a thing is some of the most prime times to be at Guadalupe have been those later season trips. And I know you put two brand new trips on the books this year with the Royal Polaris, kind of targeting that later in the season, potentially post shark time, and targeting those big yellowfin tuna at Guadalupe, which I'm going this year, and I cannot wait.
Well, I'm very glad that you're going, Rick. And you know, actually, we canceled an 18-day trip that we've had on the books for many, many years, and it has been successful. But, you know, times have changed, and people don't want to get away for an 18-day trip just before Christmas. So we've canceled that trip, and we've changed it into 2 7-dayers. And I believe your trip, Let's Talk Hookup trip, leaves on December 7th.
Correct.
And there's plenty of openings on it. And as people see that the fishing at Guadalupe is turned on, I'm sure it'll start picking up. But the best fishing at Guadalupe, in my opinion, starts about after the first week, second week of November. Mm-hmm. The great whites move out. And that doesn't mean you won't encounter one or two.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like the perfect amount.
You might lose a fish, and you only lose a couple of fish on the whole boat, generally, from November 15th all the way to January 15th. It's just the prime time, in my opinion, to fish Guadalupe Island.
It really is.
Now, when you go the other times, it's still going to be good fishing, but there's a tax to pay. And if there happens to be three or four boats there, the tax is going to be a little light. You know, they spread it out over a few other people.
Yeah.
On the other hand, sometimes they all gather under one boat, and that's when the skipper has to pull the anchor and go find a different bunch of fish. But there is a tax to pay, and it can be as high as, you know, you talk about our tax rate. It's 50. Usually it can be as high as 50%.
No kidding. When they want it, they got it.
There's no doubt if they're going
to
get it.
If a 15-foot great white wants to have the tuna that's pulling them in your line, there's not much you can do about
there
it. He's going to get it.
Absolutely nothing. It's just amazing how an animal that big can move that fast. It's hard to keep track of them when they're moving. Boy, they are awesome.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'm sure there's a cool factor to it, but once you have your first fish taken,
you know, a guy that loses one right next to the boat and the thing comes halfway out of the water and eats it, you know, eats everything but the head. He thinks that was pretty cool until it happens the second
time around. The first one you lose is about the coolest way to lose a fish ever, but it loses its mystique real quick after that. You know, and speaking of successful trips, I know that the Shogun just had a great trip on the MC Swim Bait skiff trip, Corey. I know the boys had a fantastic time. It sounded like some really good fishing and some really nice big ones. I know that was a really successful venture on the Shogun as well.
Yeah, they had a phenomenal time. The crew was awesome and very good fishing, the best fishing they've had in 5 years. But the trips have run light the last, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, and
yeah,
it just
they're
hasn't.
Always, they're always running 3 to 6 people light, so we have decided we're not going to
put
do
a fork
anymore.
In it. Yep. Yeah.
Take a little break.
That's it.
Get some interest, revisit it another couple of years.
And
but
the
a,
whole
a
Cedrus thing,
lots of fun.
The whole Cedrus thing with Rosie and with Jeff, and there's no better way to experience that kind of activity. But the Shogun going down and fishing Sacramento Reef and fishing Geronimo and the beach, it's beautiful. I mean, that fish does not get fished at all, period.
I don't know that there's much more fun to be had in the world than casting a swim bait and catching a calico bass. I could do that every day for the rest of my life and never get tired of it.
I'm on board.
It is some of the most fun fishing I've always enjoyed. Fishing calicos is a kick. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
Whether it be with bait or with plastics or whatever.
Couldn't agree more. Well, Corey, we got an awesome show today. So much to cover. And, man, again, just the timing of having both Frank and Kathy in here with all this great tuna fishing going on. Today's going to be an awesome one.
A lot of fun. I'm stoked to be in here. If you want to join us, give us a shout at 833-288-0973. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. I mean, what a perfect time. And, you know, it's so cool because we had Tom Green on last week talking about the schools of bluefin, like the most he'd ever seen in his entire career, you know, 40-plus years worth. And now Frank's talking about a phenomenal amount of yellowfin moving up. No better time to win a trip on the Liberty and all this yellowfin around. And we're going to be right back with Frank Lopresti and more on 97.3 The Fan.
G'day folks, Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring
Spring Savings Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha onboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this race?
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to 97.3 The Fan, and let's talk hookup and having a great time, Rick.
Well, you're not kidding, man. So much great stuff going on, so much good fishing to talk about. Phones are absolutely packed, and we're excited to get rolling on that. And we're also really excited to get rolling because we've got another one of our great San Diego County 4 Dealers live remotes coming up. It's our next San Diego County 4 Dealers remote broadcast this upcoming Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday, July the 6th, it's at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach, and it's your next chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's a trip for one to go fishing aboard the Royal Star on a fly-down, fly-back trip from Mazatlan in January. It includes the round-trip tickets from LAX to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines. Be sure to click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of letstalkhookup.com for more details. Are all the great Alaska destinations that they fly. You can also win some other fantastic prizes, including a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing. That's your own charter. You're going to have your own four-pack charter on the Blackjack at a Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We're going to be giving away Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There's going to be a ton of prizes and giveaways, too, just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com if you want to find out more about the rules and details. We're going to see you Saturday, July the 6th at Mossy Ford on Mission Bay Drive, just off the I-5 freeway in Pacific Beach. That is going to be a really, really fun time.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, the phones are absolutely packed. Corey, why don't we get rolling?
Let's do it, Rick. And in doing so, let's talk to Don. Don from Woodland Hills. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup. Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for taking my call and an early happy 4th of July to you all.
Yeah, good call, buddy. Thanks.
Hey, Frank, with your years of experience and fishing local and long distance, but focusing in on this bluefin and also the upcoming yellowfin, what's your favorite rig for live bait fishing for fish in that, 40 to potentially 120 pound range?
Well, you know what? We were just kind of talking about that a minute ago. Myself is running the boat. People have given me rods and reels, and they always just become part of the tackle for the boat. And I don't actually personally have a lot of tackle. I have very little tackle. However, my wife, you can't even get into the tackle room. But anyhow, Kathy, why don't you answer that question?
Well, I think it really depends on how touchy the bluefin are, and you know, versus the yellowfin. Yellowfin is a completely different ball game, but with these touchy yellowfin and bluefin, you know, you're fishing 30-pound, 40-pound line. So my favorite setup would be a CalStar 700M. You know, perfectly matched for that 30, 40-pound line. And, you know, there's a variety of reels you can put with 30 and 40-pound line that make it beautiful. Shimano makes great ones. Accurate makes great ones. There's just all kinds of great reels on the market. But that 700M is my favorite rod.
Awesome. I couldn't agree more. What a great way to go. And, you know, Frank, you as a passenger got to experience it. It's a and we do it all the time in the shop. This fishing that's going on right now is not as black and white as a lot of times when you're making suggestions on tackle. For, you know, if you took the last 5 years out of it, you know, my previous 15 years at the tackle store, anytime somebody called from out of town, hey, I'm going fishing on an overnight trip on the Pacific Queen, what do I need? We said the same thing always. You need some 25-pound and some 2-0s, and that's it. You don't need anything beyond that. Now, you
a whole different
yeah, region, an right? angler needs to make the decision on smaller hooks that'll get bit better, but have a problem staying in the fish, and lighter line which gets bit, but you got to be able to land an 80 pounder.
Just to give you an example, this last trip when we were coming up, we found some smaller fish, 25 to 35 pound fish, just above Colinette, and they were touchy fish. So I went to 20 pound fluorocarbon.
20 pound.
20 pound. And a number one hook, okay. Not a 1-0.
A number one, yeah. Hook,
all right. And I think we had 13 fish, and I had two of them, okay? And so I think you got to be prepared
sure.
for that. I think the most important thing is that you've got to have fluorocarbon from 20 pound to 130 pound, okay?
I couldn't agree more. This year, you really do.
And then outfits accordingly. Kathy... when we got into the 60 to 80 pound fish, Kathy hooked a fish, and everybody was just flabbergasted. Where everybody had caught a fish, their fish took 20, 30 minutes to land. Hers took 3.5 minutes to land. She had it on the boat just that quick, and she had, I think, on a Colt Sniper. Right?
Colt Sniper, but I had 50 pound line.
Right,
and
the
they were biting right a heavier here. Line on the jig, so I was had that advantage. That 50 pound line is. A huge advantage, even over 40. It's more than just 10 pounds between 40 and 50. It's
right.
a huge jump.
The difference between the pulling power on 50 and 40 is much more than you realize.
Right.
Okay. So I hope that answers your question well enough. I hope so.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Don, appreciate the phone call. Kathy, that brings up a good point on the Colt Sniper, which has been a really good way to get a bite this year.
Yeah.
But again, there's been a lot of, you know, talk about, you know, rigging them, and, you know, if you change them, they, you know, sometimes they don't get bites as well. How did you fish your Colt Sniper? Is it right out of the package? Did you swap the hooks?
Bigger,
did you put a leader?
We put that bigger hook on
okay.
it. That bigger treble hook, that heavier duty one.
Yeah.
And it swam. I mean, I got bit a lot on it. A lot of people got bit and changed those hooks out.
Yeah.
They really do, because they'll just straighten out on these fish.
And bites on the sink or on the wind, or how do you
mine
like to fish
all
a Colt
on the
Sniper?
Sink.
Okay.
There were a few on the wind, but
there
most
were
of them,
a few on the wind.
Yeah,
okay.
But most of them come on the sink, and
okay.
it's so fun.
Oh,
just
right.
you know, just stops and starts shaking. You're like, yeah,
I got one.
And the important thing to remember then, if you haven't been bit on the sink before, is don't. The last thing you want to do is try to swing. All you
okay.
do is put it in gear and turn the handle and keep turning the handle. You don't even ever need to swing. Right?
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
There's no need to set the hook. I mean,
no. Well, if you try to set the hook, there's too much slack, and you're going to end up getting the old.
No doubt about it.
And the other nice thing is you don't need fluorocarbon, I don't think, on the jigs.
Right.
You know, on the bait, it's really important, and I'm not a fluorocarbon fan, but on the bait, it's important, but not on those jigs.
Mm-hmm. They're biting that thing because it's sinking by them, and they're grabbing it. It's not a light line.
Yeah, where
line,
they won't
light.
Bite 40-pound line, and they're buying 50 and 60 on the jig.
Yeah.
You know, it's the jig, not the line.
So I want to make something clear here. This is where my wife and I
really, I know you do.
Really disagree. And a perfect example was when we were fishing that yellowtail, and
okay.
this was some touchier yellowtail. And I didn't, you know, to me, I've just never thought of having to use fluorocarbon on yellowtail fishing bait. And I kept fishing and kept fishing. And people around me were getting bites pretty darn well.
Okay.
Straight fluorocarp.
Okay.
And it made a difference, a huge difference. So, you know, she's right. You don't have to have it on the cold sniper. But why not? Why not a short 3-foot piece of... I understand that there's another connection that could go wrong, but, you know, that's just my feel.
I like the idea just for the abrasion resistance. In case they inhale it, there's a chance that that may be your only protection, really, you know?
You know, that's the biggest thing about a bluefin is they're going to chew you off. I still say they're not as tough as yellowfin, but you lose a lot of them because when they get to color, they have that habit of getting upright, not staying on their side. And you can just feel your tip shake as they are turning their head from one side, left to right to left to right. And all you can think of, you know, as I've said before, if you don't think they have teeth, when one hits the deck, just run your fingers across its lip and tell me what happens.
It's like walking on eggshells when that thing's in color. So it's almost worse when you're not the one pulling on the fish. You see the rod shake, 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 and just know he's flaring his gill plates and shaking his head. And
you're just going, this isn't good.
Yeah. No doubt about it. That's a great call, and, you know, those things will just, man, they drive you so crazy when they do. They're so notorious for going away. And I'll finish with one last thing, and it's something that we have chuckled about a lot in the shop. And Frank was talking to a gentleman. You would just have to be passing through, checking how things were going, and somebody was asking you about light line and losing a fish. And you had said, you know, in a ton of years of doing this, you've never won. It was the old adage where guys will say, oh, I'd rather get a bite. You know, I'd rather get a bite. If I don't lose them, I don't lose them. I'd rather get a bite. But what have you always, you know, said to guys in that scenario?
I've always said I've never seen a guy lose 150, 200, 250-pound yellowfin after he'd gone from 100 to 80-pound and go, oh, that was so cool.
Sure, I'm glad I got that bite.
No, it's usually...
expletive deleted.
expletives, and the rod hits the rail harder than it ever has and stomps his feet and goes in the galley and soaks a bile.
Yeah.
And you stupid idiot. You went to 80. What do you want? I asked for it.
Yep, that's it. You know, it's always ahead of time. Like, I don't really care. I just want to get a bite. But it's never like that afterwards.
I've just never seen a guy be happy about it.
That's one of my favorites. Well, hey, we got the cast man standing by on the line right now. Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. What's up, cast man? Buenos dias.
Hey, buenos dias, boys. Good show. It's always good we have Frankie on the show. Good show, boys. Anyway, things are starting to heat up down in the southern Baja. Loretto, they're finally getting the Dorado in. The little guys are coming in right now, but there's some bigger boys outside. They're finding them outside under the Sargasso grass. But it looks like that season is now kicking off, and it should be good July and August. So guys really want to get in some Dorado action. Loretto's the place to be. Outside, they're getting sailfish and striped marlin. Quite a few fish out there. Guys want to get some billfish on some light tackle, especially those sails. They're a lot of fun on 30-pound test line. Also, yellowtail still in the regular areas there at San Bruno and La Choya, not at Punta Coyote. Still getting a good yellowtail bite. Fish are running between 15 and 20 pounds. Lots of bait available. You can make your own or buy it. But right now, you know, I'd say take some sabiki's down with you, make your own bait. You can usually make it within 15, 20 minutes, and you'll have, you know, 30, 35 pieces of bait in your bait tank. Moving down to San Jose del Cabo down there, looks like that's starting to heat up now. Finally. Iman Bank holding some nice tuna there. Boys are using chunk squid, just drifting that squid along the bank there. They're picking up fish anywhere from 15, 20 all the way up to 80 to 100-pound fish. Most of the fish are in that 20 to 30 to 35-pound class. No wahoo this past week, but look for that to change as we get into the summer and into the fall. Striped marlin are scattered, but they're out there. If there's no real area that they're in, they're pretty solid. So if you guys want to get some striped marlin, just get outside there and start trolling some lures and look for some tailors, and you'll be able to get into that. But anyway, that's the report for this week, boys, and just wanted to remind everybody we got our Lake El Salto, Cast Tours Lake El Salto trip, January 10 to 14. Got some spots available on that trip. Also, Pete, I was able to get our rates for the Rumble, Loretto Rumble, May 3 to 7. And they're going to upgrade everybody to those beautiful ocean view rooms there overlooking the Sea of Cortez there at La Mission. And so I should have that package together by the end of this coming week. And I'll send it out to you and send it out to all the people that went last year. But we should be have a great time there, especially over the Cinco de Mayo time period.
That's awesome, Cass. Well, great info. And, boy, as soon as you said the words El Salto, the three people sitting across from me and Frank, Kathy, and Corey, everybody's head perked up at exactly the same time. And I know you guys could comment the same. You want to talk about another very fun, very unique trip with a very cool family atmosphere and some fantastic fishing. What a great time it is down at El Salto.
In the right time of the year, your trip, Cass, with Let's Talk Hookup in January is touted as the top water time of the year and good numbers and just all around really good fishing.
And
catching those bass on top water, just to watch them explode is just so exciting. You know, like I said, I look forward to that trip every year.
I as well. And one thing I was hoping maybe Kathy or Frank, you could comment on, because you guys have seen it both, certainly very good bass fishermen yourselves, having done it a lot of times. But that is a trip with somebody who has never done any type of real freshwater fishing, but, you know, loves fishing saltwater, likes going fishing on the Royal Polaris, could go down and for sure see some fantastic action. And you don't need to be a bass pro to enjoy yourself at El Salto.
I'll say that you can go down there and learn a tremendous amount because you're going to be catching fish and your guide will help you. So if you know nothing about it, you're going to walk away after 4 or 5 days of fishing there with a great amount of experience, and you have more confidence the next time you go.
So one thing I'd kind of like to clarify is that there are two main lodges, in my opinion. There's Anglers Inn, mm-hmm. which will quite often have, 30 to 40 anglers?
Easily.
Easily. Or more, right? Yeah.
And, Corey, you've been there several times. And we don't, you know, not that it isn't a great lodge, but we use Papa Chapman. They're both Chapmans that own both lodges.
But Chapman Sr.
Chapman Sr. has the one next door.
Literally right next door to Anglers Inn.
Right. And there's a maximum of 16 people.
That's it.
And,
period.
And that is it. Never more than that. Which, you know, can contribute when you have 30 to 40 people of from different sections of the country. It can be a little different. So that's one of the reasons why we use Papa Chapman's.
And it's your group and your group only. And
yeah, you can put your group together easily. You know, usually if we have 12 people or more, he lets us have the whole lodge. And that's pretty sweet. You can sit at the dinner table and know every single person there and shoot the breeze with them. We love that atmosphere.
And a huge bonus with...
and that's what Cass does.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And with a Cass trip and Let's Talk Hookup trip, and Senior's Place, they only have it open when the nets are out. So
right, and
that's a huge, huge thing.
It's no difference than except you're not paying more money. In fact, sometimes paying less. But it's the ultra limited party trip.
There you go.
So okay. Cass, what number do they call to jump on board of these open spots?
Give me a call at 800-593-6510. Or they can email me at fishwithcass@gmail.com.
Cass, man, great job, great report as always. We sure appreciate everything. We look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, boys, talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, Cass. Thanks a lot for the phone call there. I'll say the other thing that I really liked about Chapman Senior's operation, which I was skeptical, I guess would be the best word, was the boats that you fish out of. Oh, that is the ticket, fishing on the Polaris. Super comfortable, lots more room, very stable. I loved it. I loved the whole thing.
Some people like the bass boat, but I sure like those big pongas.
The look of the bass boat, I was certainly, well, of course I'm going to like that better. It's a bass boat. It's supposed to be that shape. Oh, the ponga was awesome. I would take that 10 times out of 10. We had a great time. Lots of room, really stable, very fun to fish out of. It was really cool. Well, enough about green bass. Let's get back in them. Corey, phones are packed up.
I know. We're talking all this fun about green bass. Let's jump into it and talk to John. John from Escondido. How are you doing this morning? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. I think it's my bad. I grabbed John from San Diego. My bad. I'm used to sitting on Corey's side and new equipment. So John in San Diego, my apologies. I have pushed the wrong button, John. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody?
What's up, John? Doing great.
So, hey, I'm interested in fishing for flounder around San Diego. No experience. Can you talk about what gear to use, where to go, things like that.
That's kind of an interesting question, John. We're kind of guessing you might be from the East Coast.
No, I'm from Michigan, but
that explains it.
Maybe 20 years. Well, and sand it a few times, yeah.
I'll tell you what we have. We have a flatfish, a halibut, that is so fun to fish, and San Diego Bay is full of them, John. You know, if you take a little skiff, you can even rent a boat. You know, you can rent a boat even in Mission Bay from Dana Landing, go down and see Johnny, and for a very small amount of money for a half day, $50 for a skiff, and you can get yourself a half scoop from the bait receiver and get educated really fast from Johnny. And
that's a good call.
There's a lot of big halibut in the bay, up to 15, 25 pounds even, you know.
It's a good fish. It's an easy one to target. It's a fun day. That's a great call all the way around. Those skiffs are very easy and stable to operate, and it's not a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And you could get some MC swim baits and, you know, cast around, catch some bass, catch some halibut. We do have a couple
flounders
up to the north of us a little ways, and maybe some, you know, down here on occasion, but I'm with Corey. Our flatfish that we see the most of is the halibut, and now you want to talk about a fun fish that can be frustrating at times when you really want to get them, but a great target and a great eating fish. And,
awesome reward when you do get one, Johnny. If you make it out to see Johnny and get a boat and do that kind of thing, or at least go down and talk to Johnny. Johnny's got the whatever's going on in the harbor and the bay and has the ins and the outs of everything going on. And give us a shout back and let us know how you do, John.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
Great info, John. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Yeah. So, hey, we're going to come back. We're going to have a lot more from Frank and in the RP, and we're going to be back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And with this great bluefin fishing that's going on, Corey, how could we not talk about that fantastic Shimano Talica reel? I don't know that there's been a reel created that's better designed for exactly what we're doing right now, live bait fishing for bluefin tuna.
Even flatfall fishing, are you kidding me?
Right, yeah. I mean, the Talica has the power to deal with a big fish, the lightweight spool that makes it better for casting, the incredibly smooth gearing with all the torque that's available. They just, you know, you couldn't put pen to paper and design something that was better than what we do right now.
Buttery smooth, add Power Pro, short top shot of whatever you decide, fluoro, mono.
I totally agree. And, you know, with the fishing that we have right now, where when you fly line a bait, you're not sure if you're going to hook a 30-pound bluefin or a 130-pound bluefin. A Talica 12 is such an important tool because when you hook the fish that you probably shouldn't have on the gear that you're fishing with, you still got the power and ability to deal with it and make that fish come home rather than be the guy that Frank was talking about that's bummed out and banging his rail on the deck at the end of the time. Hey, check it out at your local dealer. It's Shimano. Or for more information, check out Shimano.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for Marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And hey, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fishman's Landing. It couldn't be a better time to give away a trip with Captain Taro. And give us a shout at 833-288-0973. And just as a reminder, the lines are full. And if you're getting a ringtone while you're trying to call, it's not Dallas. Dallas is answering the calls today, by the way. And the ringtone is our busy tone, so it just happens to be.
That's it. You know, the phones are unique here in that you don't get that busy signal when you call. Your phone just goes directly into a queue. So, yeah, don't with Adam. Adam's got a little day off today, very well deserved, so Dallas is stepping up and answering the phones for us. But, yeah, it's just going to continue to ring, and then when your time shows up, you'll drop right into the queue there. So phones are absolutely packed up, just like Corey said, 833-288-0973. Phones are packed, Corey. Let's keep rolling.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John this time. John from Escondido. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
What's up, John? Sorry about missing you the first time there.
That's all good, man. But a quick question for Rick, and what Talica would you fish that 40-pound on? Because I had the Trinidad 20A, and I hooked and lost, and it sucks. But I was on both ends of it. I spent a day without getting bit, and then I spent where I got hooked twice, and I lost twice. And you know, it's no fun. You hate to be a farmer and stuff, but to give the Royal Polaris a plug, right? I had an awesome time. I just came off that 8-day trip and we got to fish 5 days out of the 8, right? That just normally doesn't happen. And that's all on the skipper and the boat and the crew and a game plan. And it was fun fishing elbow to elbow with Frank. It really was. And even his wife, Cavi.
Well, what a great call. Sounds like it was a very fun trip. I know you guys had a lot of fun, and it was fun, you know, hearing your recollections in the shop when you came back, talking about, you know, how it can go when things aren't going your way, and then hooking a big one and getting spooled and back and forth. It sounded like it was a very fun trip, and yeah, anytime there's a scenario when you have to work a little bit for your bite, it means so much more when you do hook them and land them, and it sounded like a lot of fun. As far as a favorite 40-pound reel, Kathy said it best, there are so many good reels. We are living in such a good time where every premium manufacturer makes a fantastic reel for 40-pound. They really do, and that's the case. My personal favorite, it has nothing to do with show sponsorship, all those things. I've worked in a tackle store darn near my whole life and got to see everything. My favorite for 40-pound is a Talica 12 2-speed. That reel fits my hand the best. It's very smooth, and I cast it very well. But you could come in the store, and we would show you 10 different reels that were all make a great choice at 40-pound. But for me, on a very personal level, that happens to be my favorite, and I can assure you it has no show relationship. That just happens to be the one that I like the best.
Awesome. Thank you.
You got it, John. Well, we appreciate the phone call very much.
You know, I want to make a comment on that trip that John was on. You know, there were two families, my son's family with my granddaughter and grandson, and there was the Minnelli family, and a 10-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy. And several of the passengers said to me what fun it was to have kids on the boat. The kids were phenomenal. They were never a pain. They were just phenomenal. Fished hard. We had a little 10-year-old girl that was so in. She wants to be a brain surgeon. And let me tell you, she could take a conversation with any adult, no problem.
10 years old.
And she got into, putting the hose down the stomach of the bluefin to see what was
flushing
in them. And when the crew was gutting them, she was taking apart the guts. And she even took a stomach of a bluefin and fit it over her hand like a glove and was going.
That's so cool.
She was pretty darn amazing.
That's awesome.
Anyhow, it was just a fun trip.
And you would see her sitting in the galley with five men.
At a table,
and she was the command of the conversation.
That's hilarious.
She's going to go places.
Yeah.
That's really
is.
Cool.
She was amazing.
What a cool story. Oh, that's awesome.
And then my granddaughter, Francesca, was amazing also. She's very humble and just a sweetheart. It was fun to have them on board.
I know how fond you are of having kids and getting kids introduced to fishing, and I know that's why, you know, the Rollo program is so near and dear to your heart. I mean, it's twofold. It's our future, but way more than anything, is there anything more fun than watching a kid light up and get to catch a fish like that?
And
it's the most
so big and their life changed.
And getting to help in it, whether it's in a very slight way or in a very significant way, getting to be a part of that process, whether it's because you bought a raffle ticket and you aided in it or you were the person that cast the bait, it matters less. It's just getting to do that is a really cool thing.
Yeah. You know, my granddaughter was very interested in some of the birds, and she was just in awe watching Big D take a hook out of an albatross and seeing how beautiful that bird was. And then she asked me what my favorite bird was, and I told her a frigate. And on a thank you note, she just drew the most perfect frigate.
That's
so
cool.
It was really, really,
that's
really
awesome.
Cool.
I love it.
And I do love that frigate bird. I have actually pulled the anchor and picked up a frigate bird before, because as you know, once they hit the water,
they can't get back up.
Almost impossible.
Hey,
I've seen a few do it, but not very often.
What a unique life, an animal that lives on the water, and that's where 100% of its food source comes from, and if it gets wet, it potentially is going to die.
So I've pulled the anchor and picked them up before.
I dig it, man.
Them dry, and then just picked them up, and boy,
that's cool.
You know what's cool, Frank, is we look at those as open ocean birds, right?
Right.
Have you seen them at El Salto?
Yes.
Yeah, how cool,
that's
right?
Really cool.
Right?
But they're an awesome one. To me, their beak is almost prehistoric looking.
Yeah, you know, it's like a pterodactyl.
They're so cool.
That's
and watching
awesome.
Them eat a bait is just amazing, or eat anything in the water, the way they can come down so close and just dip that head and they've got it.
Yeah, they're the best. They're the best fishermen out there. I dig it. They're a lot of fun. Well, speaking of a lot of fun and the best fishermen, we're going to talk to a guy that's got it going on, and that's Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute is on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. Morning, Frank.
Morning, Mike.
What's going on aboard the Tribute?
We're catching bluefin.
Excellent, buddy.
What size, Mike?
So far, the fish this morning have been about 28, 30 pounds. We picked up one on the troll a little while ago. We just stopped on our first legit foamer, and it really was. I mean, we still have fish boiling up all around the boat. We do have two fish hanging. We just put another one on, and right around that 30-pound fish. Been some very assorted sizes here lately. Captain Shane ran the boat yesterday, and their big fish that they offloaded, Dylan gutted last night, went 215 pounds.
My jeez!
So, you know, there's definitely some as far as tackle, bring some good versatile tackle. Anything 25-pound test on up to 100-pound, which that big bluefin yesterday was caught on a flat fall in 100-pound in midday. So make sure you guys are geared accordingly. Good working drags, fresh line, fluorocarbon, circle hooks, the whole nine yards.
What a good call that is, and how, you know, like you say, you're catching 30-pounders right now in the same exact area where there's a legitimate cow the day before. And, Mike, you had mentioned that you got a stop on the troll. We had a caller last week asking about, you know, bluefin stops on the troll. What got you your jig strike?
Oh, if you want to go to something good and old school, it's just a root beer Zucker's.
Good call.
Wow.
Man, yeah.
Root beer what?
Zucker.
Zucker.
Zucker
Fennec.
Yep.
You know, the other one, though, the cedar plug really works good on bluefin.
Yeah, right? That's a good call, for sure. A tricky fish that doesn't bite the jigs a lot of time, but boy, it's always nice to get a little extra bonus out of one of those guys.
Right.
Well, Mike, sounds like some great fishing to be had. What's going on in the Tribute? Are there opportunities to come fishing with you? Clearly, the fish are on an upswing right now, and that's certainly the time to hit them. What's the schedule looking like on the Tribute?
They are, and something really, really neat is the San Diego had 120 yellowfin yesterday, which I'm pretty darn excited about. So not only with this mixed bluefin, some giants, and you're starting to see some of this yellowfin. We're going to be running on one-day trips. Every trip this week is a go. Trips leave at 10 o'clock at night, come back the following night. The majority of our fishing has been easily within one-day range. You get a long, long, long time to fish, usually till about 5 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And we will be doing these trips daily. You get C4th landing and call. 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com. And if you want to look at the fish we've been catching lately, take a look at our Facebook page. It's Tribute Sport Fishing.
Right on. You guys do a great job keeping all your social media updated. Lots of fun photos, lots of great fishing, and congratulations to Captain Shane on that monster of a bluefin on the previous trip, and sounds like yours is already off to a bang. Mike, appreciate you keeping us in touch. If you have a great day, shoot us a call tomorrow. Give us the wrap-up.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks a lot for that.
That brings up a great point, Rick, and that is, why use 50-pound on a flat fall in the middle of the day or on a Colt Sniper? Why not use 100-pound? Just because even though they're 60, 70-pound fish, you never know. It's just like last week on the Liberty when
guy
with it. Now, the stars were lined up perfectly for that fish, for the angler at least. It was a rent rod. On a Talica with 50 pound, and what did the fish weigh? 250 pounds.
Yeah, 250 pounder.
And the second one that he had on that boat was 237, if I remember.
That's right.
That was at noon, 1 o'clock. It wasn't a nighttime fish, wasn't anything.
Middle of the day.
Yeah. So you just don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, that flat fall used to be just at night, but I saw it work during the day, just like Mike said, you know, right in the middle of the day, people are dropping it with a Colt Sniper. People are going, well, why won't my flat fall work? And they drop it down and get one.
I was going to say, it's such a reactionary bite that you can use the heavy line as a leader.
I was going to say the same, Kathy. You mentioned it before. You know, they don't, when that fish is biting a jig like that, they're just not line shy. You're not trying to make a sardine look perfect, look like he's natural. That fish is eating that lure because it wants it, and a heavy piece of line is not going to deter that bite.
Right.
Yeah, it's good.
I love it, man. That sounds like good times. We're going to be right back with Frank and the RP and talking all this fun fishing. We're going to be back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN HD1 San Diego Radio.com Sports Station.
Hi, I'm catcher Austin Hedges of the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
2-0 Padres. RBI double. Austin Hedges, a 6-game hitting streak.
And you're listening to the home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
Hydrohoist is about to be reintroduced to California boaters in a big way. Have you ever white-knuckled it down a California freeway just to arrive at a crazy crowded launch ramp with no place to park your boat trailer? I have, and it's no fun. This is Rob Sanford for Hydrohoist Boat Lifts. You've heard me for years on the radio talking about great products like Parker, Defiance, Yamaha, or Pacific Edge bait tanks. These products are the best for our unique Western needs, and Hydrohoist is in the same exact league. This is not your father's boat lift. Level lifting, self-contained, and no need to bolt it to a dock. You can even put a Harbor Hoist model almost anywhere. Want to see one in action? Hydrohoist has a new dealer in Mission Bay right next to SeaWorld, and you guessed it, it's Dana Landing. They're the new dealer for Hydrohoist boat lifts, and their awesome 36 yellowfin is sitting right on one next to the launch ramp. Go ask Nick to take a look. So don't lug it, lift it on a Hydrohoist boat lift from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or go to boatlift.com for more information, and get lifted.
I love the ocean. I also respect the ocean. So when I'm paddling, I always wear my life jacket because things can change fast. You should do the same, and so should the people that you're with. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.